The show is live and local. It's your connection to local music and more. And we've got lots of music on today's show of considerable contrast. It's the Indoor Bluegrass Festival, which is the first in our area, to the best of my knowledge, well, at least in Champaign-Urbana. It's going to happen at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center on Saturday, starting at 3:30 in the afternoon and running till the nighttime. And there are four bands and opportunity for four bands and opportunity for jamming as well. One of those bands is with us in the first half of today's show, the King Family, or at least part of the King Family. It's a pretty big family. They're going to be playing some bluegrass for us live. And then the School of Music Opera Program, is presenting Men of La Mancha starting tomorrow night at the Krannert Center in Urbana, and we have the artistic director, the stage director, and some of the cast members to perform for us and chat about the show on the second half of today's program. I hope you'll stay with us. That was the Guys All-Star Shoe Band from A Prairie Home Companion, which we air on Saturday and Sundays here on Illinois Public Media. It was called the Weary and Farewell Blues, although it didn't sound much like a blues or very weary for that matter, but it sure was a lot of fun. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun on our show today. We've got, first off, the King Family going to play some bluegrass, and I'm not sure what all else, and then the Illinois University of Illinois Opera Program production of Man of La Mancha will be bringing in some of their singers for the second half of a program to share some of the songs from that show, which opens tomorrow. And the King Family are here because it's the Indoor Bluegrass Festival in Urbana this weekend. They're among the four bands featured, along with High Cotton, Corn Desert Ramblers, and Grassroots Revival. And it all starts at 3:30 on Saturday. And there are five of them here, but there are, nine of you all together?
Seven kids, family of nine.
Yeah, that's even bigger than my family was. And we never played bluegrass. And when I walked out to greet everybody, I actually recognized one of you. Rachel used to play in the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra. What are you doing now besides playing in the King Family Band?
Well, I also played with the CU Symphony on their baseball music project, and so I've still been keeping up with the classical, so that's fun. But then I also really like the bluegrass and just the variety of music.
How long have you been playing bluegrass?
I started playing guitar first when I was about 11. I'm 19 now, so but then we started the family band, how long did you say, 4 years ago?
I mean, we've been playing our whole life, so it's hard to say when the band started.
But. And this is Caleb, who's talking to us, and also Rachel. And who else have we got with us?
I'm Kendall King. I am 17 right now. I play the mandolin, and I'm a junior at Monticello High School.
And?
I'm Rebecca King. I'm 14 and homeschooled, and I play the fiddle and sing backup vocals.
Did you say you're 14?
Yes.
And? I'm guessing you're the mom.
I'm the mom.
Actually, I know you're the mom.
I'm Kim, and I play fiddle and provide the backup for everybody. Keep them organized, at least try to.
And you don't have to say how old you are.
Thank you.
Unless you really want to. And so we're missing, kids and the dad.
Yes, we're missing our banjo player, or at least one of our banjo players. We have two banjo players, and our two younger girls play with us a lot. They are 7 and 9, and they play the fiddle and have started even doing a little clogging with our group. And we'll probably do some of that on Saturday.
But everybody's going to be there Saturday.
Everybody's going to be there Saturday. We have my husband on the bass and all nine of us playing together.
Wow, that ought to be a blast. Well, let's have you launch into something. What do you want to start with?
All right, this is a fiddle tune called Red-Haired Boy. Thank you.
Caleb Kendall and Rachel King in that tune. Was it The Red-Haired Boy? Is that what it's called?
Yep, it's a good old Irish fiddle tune.
And Rachel on the fiddle and Caleb on the guitar and, excuse me, Kendall on the mandolin. It's sort of a fancy-looking mandolin, at least of ones I've seen.
Yeah, this is an interesting mandolin. Actually, I picked it up in Minnesota last year at a bluegrass festival. There was a kid about my age selling it, and it's a real nice mandolin I really like enjoy. I enjoy playing it.
Yeah, it's got little angles and curls on it. And
yeah, well, most bluegrass players use this. This is the F-style mandolin, so instead of just the circular body, it has projections off it.
So it's not so unusual. I just either don't remember seeing one or haven't paid any attention.
Yep, guess so.
Which, yeah, that's all right. You can agree with me on that one if you have to. Caleb, you're involved in organization of this bluegrass festival on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm kind of helping coordinate the bands and organize some promotion and things like that. And yeah, we've got a really great lineup coming up here. As we talked about, we got High Cotton, we got Grassroots Revival, Corn Desert Ramblers, and then us. And kind of got a little bit of something for everyone, I guess. High Cotton actually taught us how to play some of our instruments, guitar and banjo, and they're just really great, solid, traditional bluegrass. And then the Grassroots Revival is a husband and wife duet, and just kind of bare bones bluegrass style, just two instruments. They switch around a little guitar and banjo, and then Corn Desert Ramblers are kind of a newgrass, do a little bit of jazz and bluegrass and a little bit of everything. So really, really nice looking lineup. We've got the actual concert starts at 6:30 at the Independent Media Center over in Urbana, which is right north of Lincoln Square Mall. And then so they start with Grassroots Revival at 6:30, and then concert continues on till 10 o'clock. But one thing we're trying to really push here is jamming, which is kind of what one of the great things about bluegrass is, just getting together and playing songs that everybody seems to know. And so we want people to come at 4 o'clock and jam, and we'll have some food there and just have a good time.
And you guys are third on the program, in case anybody especially likes what you're hearing and you want to make sure to hear the King family. You're at 8:15.
Yep,
or thereabouts.
Yep.
Is this a program of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, or are they just one of the co-sponsors?
Yeah, they're one of the co-sponsors, and it's hosted by the Independent Media Center. But yeah.
And other sponsors include the Community Center for the Arts, which is located in the old post office building there. And who else? I see others, and I can't quite read the logos.
Yeah, and AmeriCorps or something.
AmeriCorps, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good at reading too.
Oh, you should know if you're helping organize.
Yeah, I guess I dealt more with the bands than the promoters and
okay,
sponsors.
Well, it's important to recognize sponsors whenever we can. You said that the folks in High Cotton taught some of you how to play your instruments. Literally taught you the instruments?
Yep. The banjo player Dan Defend from High Cotton is a really accomplished banjo player, and he's the one that taught me and my brother how to play banjo. And the guitar player taught Rachel how to play guitar. So
So are we going to hear Rachel play the guitar today?
Yeah, I think we're going to do a little dueling banjos here in a bit, and she's going to play some guitar, and I'm going to play some banjo.
Well, and apparently Dan taught you pretty well how to play the banjo, because you won the Illinois State Banjo Contest.
Last summer.
Last year?
Yeah.
And your brother has also won that?
He won that the year before.
Yeah, so now this is not the brother who's here. This is which brother?
This is Carson.
Carson.
And he's a student at the University of Illinois right now, and tried to get him out of class, but he felt like he needed to be at class. So.
Oh, boring.
I know. You know, this school just gets to you.
Yeah, I know. Well, and the rest, two of you managed to get out of school, but you didn't mind at all.
No, I thought it was okay.
Yeah. What class are you missing? Or classes?
Right now I would be in trigonometry at Monticello High School.
And how's that going for you?
It's a good class. I enjoy it.
I think I skipped that when I was in high school. Skipped right over it to pre-calculus, if I remember. And then the calculus was my downfall. That was really bad news. What's our next tune?
We're going to do one that I wrote here, and it's called That's My Life.
And it's from the King family here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
It's been far too long since I went fishing in the cattle pond, and I've got a hankering for a good home-cooked meal. But I'm feeling lazy, playing guitar under the old shade tree, kicking back and doing what I want, yeah, that's my life. Playing bluegrass on a Saturday night, eating sweet corn, mama cooks it just right, singing songs while the stars shine bright, yeah, that's my life. Can't stay up later, I'll be tired for church, wearing fitted jeans and a flannel shirt. Cowboy boots keep me out of the dirt, yeah, that's my life.
Take it away, Rachel.
It's been far too long since I got lost in my own backyard, trying to find you in a serious game of hide and seek. I'm really not hard to please, just a little love is all I need. Take it with a good dose of corn and beans, yeah, that's my life. Playing bluegrass on a Saturday night, eating sweet corn, mama cooks it just right, singing songs while the stars shine bright, yeah, that's my life. Can't stay up later, I'll be tired for church, wearing faded jeans and a flannel shirt. Cowboy boots keep me out of the dirt, yeah, that's my life. Too long since my daddy taught me right and wrong, as he read from the good old book on a Sunday morn. So I'll get down on my knees, thanking God for what he's given me. Won't take for granted what I've got, yeah, that's my life. Playing bluegrass on a Saturday night, eating sweet corn, mama cooks it just right, singing songs while the stars shine bright, yeah, that's my life. Can't stay up later, I'll be tired for church, wearing faded jeans and a flannel shirt. Cowboy boots keep me out of the dirt, yeah, that's my life. That's my life.
We heard four members of the King Family Band. I'm going to get everybody's names mixed up. You have too many that sort of have the k sound. We have Caleb on, was on the guitar and singing, and it was his own tune that he wrote, and Rachel on the fiddle, and Rebecca joining on vocals, and Kendall on the mandolin. And I assume that we would have heard bass on that had your dad been here.
Yes, exactly.
Filling in the blank.
He's the one big enough to hold up the stand-up bass.
Well, some of you are pretty tall, so I think.
Yeah, at least when we got started, though.
That. Yeah, that's right. And then mother is Kim, and I forget Kim. What did you say you play in the band?
I play the fiddle, and when I'm needed, now that I have so many other fiddle players in the family, I'm kind of leaving the role to them.
So you just sort of step back a lot.
That's right.
Right, and then there's two small ones who jump on as well, and then Carson, also banjo player. I didn't mean to leave out in talking about awards, and I probably have missed some here, but Rachel, you got second place in the Illinois State Fair fiddle competition in 2009. Are there more recent ones?
No, last year I was in Minnesota during the competition, so I missed out on playing in that one. But yeah, the year before was the first time I did it, and I got a second place. So.
Yeah, that's great. And Rebecca, you were at the time placed second in the 16 and under fiddle category.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you done one more recently?
I played in the banjo, which I had just started a couple months ago. I played in the banjo competition and the fiddle competition.
And Kendall, When are your awards coming?
Well, mandolin's not a very common instrument for Illinois, actually, so they don't really have too many competitions.
Well, you should start one.
All right.
And appoint yourself the winner.
That's
but
a
you guys
idea.
Are, did I read you guys are having your own bluegrass camp or
we've done
like
bluegrass
that?
Camps before. We do a lot of traveling, a lot of playing around the Midwest. We just returned about a month ago from Nashville, where we played in a showcase of bluegrass bands, which was a great opportunity to play in that city that's so well known for bluegrass.
Yeah, I'm sure. And the King family are going to be at the Indoor Bluegrass Festival in downtown Urbana on Saturday, along with three other groups, High Cotton, Grassroots Revival, and the Corn Desert Ramblers. What do we have next?
Well, I think everyone will probably recognize this tune, but a little dueling banjos.
How does it playing with just three instruments, when I imagine you'd have several more? Your brother would be playing mm-hmm. the banjo instead of the mandolin and the duel there.
Yep. Yeah, it's different. This is the first time we've ever done a mandolin banjo dueling banjos, but it's certainly different.
Well, Kendall, you did very well.
Thank you.
Filling in there and adapting it to your own style and instrument. But is it kind of weird to just to fill in mentally the bass line? I was sort of trying to do that for myself.
It is weird. Kind of too bad our dad couldn't have been here, but I had a business thing, and he's pretty deathly sick, too.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely. Hopefully he gets better before Saturday.
Yeah, we're hoping.
Well, I'll be there on Saturday, and that is one thing we want to mention about that jam. And again, one thing it is about bluegrass instruments, there's a lot of just playing on the cuff and playing whatever instruments show up and kind of filling in, which is kind of a neat part of bluegrass, that people at a lot of different levels can play together and join in on songs that most bluegrass players know.
Yeah, well, I imagine that's probably one of them that is a standard or not.
Dueling banjos?
Yeah.
Yep, it's pretty popular. Although it's kind of a little bit showy for most jam sessions, but it's one every good banjo player should know.
Yeah, I would hope so. Today's broadcast on FM 90.9 is made possible in part by the Metropolitan Opera, continuing its series of live opera in high definition at neighborhood theaters. On Saturday, February 26th, the Met in HD presents Gluck's Iphigenie en Tauride. For more information, visit metopera.org. I think we're going to have time for one more. Kim, were you going to get in on one of the tunes here?
Sure. Should we play Red Bed Tree?
I'm switching gears on him here, trying to keep the watch on
the
clock.
The song is called Redbud Tree. We actually have our own CD, a couple CDs we've produced. This last one was of our own songs, all originals that Caleb wrote, and the title of it is called Redbud Tree. So that's the song we'll play.
And if somebody wants to get hold of that CD, what do they do? Go to your website?
Yep. It's www.thekingfam.net. That's short for The King Family. It's just thekingfam.net.
But if you get to The King Family, that'll get you somebody else. I found that out.
Yep, that's right.
Very different kind of website. Well, it's The King Family here on Live and Local, and we're going to be hearing some music in a little bit from the musical Man of La Mancha, opening at the Krannert Center, put on by the University of Illinois Opera Department, starting tomorrow night. But it's the Bluegrass Festival, Indoor Bluegrass Festival, on Saturday with The King Family and others. Starting with jamming at 4 o'clock and Grassroots Revival at 6:30, High Cotton at 7:15, King Family at 8:15, and then the Corn Desert Ramblers at 9:15. Take it away.
Holding my hand as we walked along the quiet stream where the red buds grow, we were all alone. I still remember what you said to me when the springtime. Passed away. Still, I get up every morning and go visit your grave. It still makes me cry every single day when I read your final words. This is what you had to say when the springtime comes. Remember me and you, and when the sun shines down on those heart-shaped leaves, think of our love whenever you see redbud tree.
Redbud Tree from the King family. You can get their CD of that title at their website, thekingfam.net. And it's mother Kim and children Caleb, Rachel, Kendall, and Rebecca. There are four others of them who will be joining the full band on Saturday at the Indoor Bluegrass Festival in Urbana. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. We just heard the Yonder Mountain String Band, who were at the Canopy Club in Urbana, I think, just this past Sunday, and coming to the Krannert Center in Urbana starting tomorrow. It's the musical Man of La Mancha, based on the Cervantes novel, Don Quixote de La Mancha, and it's a production of the University of Illinois Opera Program, which is directed by Eduardo Diaz-Munoz, and he is also the conductor for the production, and the stage director for this one is Stephen Fiol. And we have three of the cast members with us. There are two different casts, or at least the three lead characters are double cast, as is pretty typical for the opera program, and our cast members with us as Don Quixote, or Cervantes, or and Cervantes, I guess, Philip Gay as the manservant, and Sancho Panza, Daniel Barr, and as Aldonza, Colleen N. Paul. And we also have a pianist who's going to be helping them present some of the songs, Kyu Young Sim. And thank you all very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
First double question, I guess, for you, Eduardo. Why a musical in an opera program, and why Man of La Mancha?
Well, there are several reasons. Like I shared with you before, actually a year ago, I believe that the musical theater is a genuine art form that comes from America. It's, I think, the major stage art form that was born in this country. And even though we don't have a program, a specific program to train singers, actors, or actor-singers, I believe it's very important to throw in at least one musical every two or three years. Now, why Man of La Mancha, and why exactly a year after South Pacific? Well, because of financial reasons, that's one. And the second one, because I believe that this is another great musical. It's so perfectly balanced. It has all the elements that one looks for in a stage work. It has drama, it has comicity, it has hilarious situations, but what attracted me the most was the vision of this trio of Wasserman, of Mitch Lee, and Joe Darion, the lyricist, how they put together a rather synthesized version of a classic novel that speaks about hope, justice, truth, all these values that are so important to us nowadays. And the music is great. So that was mainly the reason why I went for it.
Just a quick follow-up on the financial question. What makes this less expensive than an opera?
Well, it has just one set, for starters. Since everything takes place in a dungeon, we were able to minimize the cost of costumes because basically they're all in rags. I mean, you have to put some money into there. But it's not as expensive or as lavishly production like, say, My Fair Lady, which was one of my other choices.
But you have lots of different sets for that.
Exactly.
And many costumes.
Many, far too many costumes. So if you're going to go into that, then you have to make it believable. and you have to make it like the way the people is expecting to see it.
And a quick question for you, Steve. Steve Field is the stage director. If I remember seeing this somewhere, you directed the opera program's production some years ago, also of Man of La Mancha.
No, I did not.
I was misremembered
alive,
that.
But I wasn't.
You were alive.
I wasn't directing it.
Well, then there's no point in my asking you any questions.
Well, he has directed for the opera program Albert Herring twice.
I don't know where I made up this bit of information, but you've, and not only those other that show twice, but a number of other productions for the opera program here and a great deal elsewhere. What do you find appealing about Man of La Mancha as a work to stage at all?
Well, I think one of the challenges is the music is difficult to sing. It requires solid singing on the part of Quixote. I mean, it's very operatic in its expectations. The role of Aldonza is difficult because of other reasons, that it's extremely taxing to get the characterization through the voice. The role of Sancho is just a humorous tenor role. It's sort of a compromario part, as it were.
I don't know that word.
Well, it's character parts, things like Goro in Butterfly would be a compromario part. And that's another tenor role that you should look at.
Are you trying to typecast Dan here?
I typecast myself.
Dan is a physics major. You know, he's getting his PhD in physics. So he's not going to have to worry about making a living at this. He's just going to be able to do it for fun.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I've heard some really fine musicians who were physicists. So you're in a long tradition, that
Wonderful.
Sort of thing. Well, since we have limited time here, let's start with some of the music. What are we featuring first and who?
Okay. How about if we get started with Man of La Mancha? The very opening number after the overture.
And this features Philip Gay as, at this point, are you Quixote or are you still Cervantes, so to speak?
I'm going to do a dialogue before this song begins. It's going to transition me from Cervantes to Don Quixote.
Oh, well, then I'm glad I asked that question. And then Daniel Barr as, will you be Sancho Panza by the time we get into this?
Yeah, I'll be Sancho by the time I start singing. So
I mean, you look like you could be Sancho Panza. I mean,
yeah.
Just,
well, they're actually they're putting a fat suit on me. Also, I'm already, you know, slightly overweight.
He's healthy.
That wasn't necessarily what I meant, by the way. Just somehow, but you know, you jumped right into it. So there you go. It's live and local, live in our studio on FM 90.9.
I shall impersonate a man. Come, enter into my imagination and see him. His name, Alonso Quijano. A country squire, no longer young, bony, hollow-faced, eyes that burn with the fire of inner vision. Being retired, he has much time for books. He studies them from morn till night, and often through the night as well. And all he reads oppresses him, fills him with indignation at man's murderous ways toward man. He broods, and broods, and broods, and finally, after so much brooding, his brains dry up. He lays down the melancholy burden of sanity and conceives the strangest project ever imagined: to become a knight-errant and sally forth into the world to right all wrongs. No longer shall he be plain Alonso Quijano, but a dauntless knight known as Don Quixote de la Mancha. Hear me now, the bleak and unbearable word, thou art base and debauched as can be.
And a knight with his banners all bravely unfurled now hurls down his gauntlet to thee. I am I, Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha. My destiny calls and I go. And the wild winds of fortune will carry me onward, oh, whithersoever they blow. Whithersoever they blow, onward to glory I go.
I'm Sancho, yes, I'm Sancho. I'll follow my master till the end. I'll tell all the world proudly I'm his squire, I'm his friend.
Hear me, heathens and wizards and serpents of sin, all your dastardly doings are past. For a holy endeavor is now to begin, and virtue shall triumph at last.
Philip Gay as Don Quixote, Daniel Barr as Sancho Panza from the University of Illinois School of Music Opera Program production of Man of La Mancha, which opens at the Kranich Center tomorrow at 7:30. There are performances Friday and Saturday at the same time, and a Sunday matinee at 3 o'clock. For more information and tickets, you can go to kranichcenter.com. And Philip, since you are Don Quixote, why don't you give us the brief thumbnail sketch of the story?
Well, Cervantes is taken to prison because he's employed as a tax collector, and he issues he forecloses on a church. So, you know, the Spanish Inquisition takes him in and. So he comes into the dungeon, and he's basically assaulted by the prisoners, and they take all his belongings. You know, he's a playwright and an actor, so they want to basically take everything he has, and he tries to dissuade them from doing that by offering a defense in the form of a play. So. His play is about this man, Alonso Quijano, who he's old and he reads all these books about chivalry, and they fill his mind so much that he wants to actually go out into the world and be a knight and, you know, right all of the wrongs. But so during the play that the audience sees, it's Cervantes telling the prisoners about Alonso Quijano, and there's all of these transitions between being Cervantes and being Quixote and being Alonso Quijano. And it's really a diversion to basically keep them from tearing his neck apart. And and at the end of at the end of his play, of course, he's called to be judged by the Inquisition, and he's, you know, turned the prisoners in his favor, you know,
and of course there's a very, very important person in this story who we haven't heard from yet. Are we going to hear from her on our next number by any chance?
Yes, what would you like to do? Aldonza or what does he want from me?
I think I would go for what does he want.
Okay.
I think at this point, because that's the next song that follows.
Yeah, exactly. And this is Colleen Paul as Aldonza, also known as
Dulcinea,
and that's the character that Cervantes or that Quixote imagines to be a princess or something like that.
His lady.
That's right, and she's really.
Well, as one of the characters says, she's nothing but flame and air.
So flame and air.
she's the woman that apparently each man envisions as the ultimate. So for Don Quixote, Dulcinea is his ultimate woman, his ultimate lady in waiting.
Okay, and we're having some sort of microphone problem with that mic here. Are we going to see if we can make an adjustment so we can actually hear you sing? To wiggle some chords or something like that. We have lots of gremlins in this studio, and we'll see if we can work them out. What's the philosophy, Eduardo Diaz Munoz, is the director of the opera program, for double casting the lead roles?
Well, basically that we have so many talented students. Each year we audition more and more, and that are suited to so many important roles. And also the fact that for the last 5 years we changed the schedule. When I arrived here, the four shows were separated by a whole week. So it was a set of 2 weekends. So it could be a single cast, but we decided that it was best to give opportunities to everybody, just to crunch it into a one long weekend from Thursday to Sunday, therefore allowing at least one evening's rest to the principals.
Sure.
So that was the rationale.
And is it Matthew Scollin?
Scollin, yeah.
Scollin is the other Quixote, and Robert McNeely?
The other Sancho.
Sancho, right. And then...
Tanya Combs,
yes, who I know a little bit, who's going to be the other Aldonza. And this particular cast is on Thursday
and Saturday. Right.
And then the others on Friday night and Sunday afternoon. Well, let's see if we've... say something to us, Colleen,
okay.
And see if we're picking you up.
Is it go or yes or no? Or testing?
There you go. All right.
Okay.
Why does he do the things he does? Why does he do these things? Why does he walk in that dream that he's in, covered in glory and rusty old tin? Why does he live in a world that can't be? And what does he want? What does he want of me? Why does he say the things he says? Why does he say these things? Sweet Dulcinea and missive and such, now the most hem of thy garment I touch. No one can be what he wants me to be. Oh, what does he want? Doesn't he know he'll be laughed at wherever he'll go? And why I'm not laughing myself, I don't know. Why does he want the things he wants? Why does he want these things? Why does he batter at walls that won't break? Why does he give when it's natural to take? Where does he see all the good he can see? And what does he want of me? What does he want of me?
Beautifully sung, Colleen Paul, as in the role of Aldonza, and you're Aldonza at that point.
Yes,
wondering
at this point, I'm
what
Aldonza.
Is going on as opposed to.
I feel as though I'm pretty much Aldonza for most of the show.
Yeah,
exactly. For most of the show. Yeah.
Although at the end, a little hard to say. At least, who do you want to be at the end?
Yes,
because
exactly.
You become quite smitten with this fellow, after mm-hmm. all. If not smitten, at least.
Convinced.
Very late in the show.
Yeah.
But that's the most important statement at the end, that when Alonso Quijano is dying, and actually he dies, Sancho calls her Aldonza, and she says, "My name is Dulcinea." Yeah. And that's the big change. That's like the underlying message of hope and the power of transformation that that Cervantes has within all the prisoners.
Not to mention a little bit of fantasy is being worthwhile when you're
in
prison.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
Entertainment.
Yeah, and that's the beauty also of this libretto, that it's a play within a play.
Yeah. And it can be, you know, when I've seen it before, I remember it can get a little confusing at times. Which
yes.
is partly the point, you know. Okay, are
what
we
is
in,
reality and what is reality?
Yes. Yeah, and it's really three layers of reality.
Yes, mm-hmm. Correct.
Exactly. I mean, represented by Quixote, who is actually three different people. Or
right.
It's Philip is
right.
three different people. Just yes. real quick question for you, Philip, since we know that Dan is a physics major. What program are you in at the university?
I'm in the opera program.
You are in the opera
yes.
program?
Yes, I'm pursuing my master's degree in vocal performance.
And Colleen?
The same.
Also
I'm
in the opera program,
yes.
Which is directed by Eduardo Diaz Munoz, who is conductor of Man of La Mancha. And Stephen Fiol is the stage director. And we've had playing the piano for us on the show today, and I imagine you were one of the coaches.
Yes.
Is Kyuhyun Sim. I hope I said your name close enough. And the show opens tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Krannert Center. For more information, go to krannertcenter.com. Thank you all very much for coming on the show.
And Kevin, I just want to say, if they
so
want to hear Impossible Dream, they're going to have to come to the
yes.
show.
They're going to have to come to the show.
They have to come to the show to
yeah.
see what we call the seven stages of grief of all yes. of the characters.
Yeah, I'm afraid we ran out of time for that one. But it's great to have you on, and we'll look forward to the next production.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thank
it's
you
live
so
and local.
Much.
You're very welcome. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WYL-FM, and HD1 and HD2 Urbana with translators, W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. We have support today from the Corkscrews Bouvon Wine Bar, 203 North Vine Urbana, with a full list of wines from around the world by the glass and by the bottle. Wine tastings are held every Saturday from noon to 4. Information is available at 217-337-7704 or on Facebook at Bouvon Wine Bar.